Do I have a piece of advice for young writers, aspiring poets? Well, I too am an aspiring poet. So whether I should be giving advice to others, I'm not sure. But here's what I would say. You really have to work at it if you want to be any good at this kind of thing. And I'm not saying that I am, but whenever I have a certain amount of success, it's after a lot of work. So I guess I would say never allow yourself to lose touch with the craft part of your craft. Absolutely, you know, I know I've been talking in this interview about, you know, the inspirational moments that produce the poems, but it's the practice and the reading and the exercises and the studies that allow those moments to happen. And often in and of themselves produce poetic moments. But never lose track of the craft. If you read a lot, and when you like something, try to figure out why you like it. Get into that, or at least figure out what's going on in that poem. What's going on a formal level? What's going on a rhetorical level? What's going on the level of the language this poet is using? Get at what's going on in that poem. No one assumes that they can pick up a violin and start, you know, doing jazz improvisation. Why a lot of people figure they can pick up a pen and start writing poems is beyond me. You know, when you're studying improv or music of any kind, you know, you listen to other people that are doing it. You take apart what they're doing it, and you begin by imitation. That's how we learn language. That's how we learn anything. Read, imitate, practice. Remember that it is, you know, as Yeats said, it's an artifice. It really is. It's an artifice that is nonetheless profoundly important. But it's a craft. And I'll say again, try to remember that.